Welcome to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We are located in Winterville, right outside of Athens, Georgia, and are led by our senior pastor, Ed Walden. Our mission is to be a Book of Acts church in this modern world, to build a strong and unified church family, and to see lives saved and changed by the power of Jesus Christ. We hope that in listening today, you will be strengthened, encouraged, blessed, and restored.
Luke 5 and 12. And it came to pass when Jesus was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, head to toe, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched the leper and said, I will. Be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. One of my favorite couple of verses of scripture to preach from. One of my favorite things to talk about today. And I just want to tell you that he can and he will. He can and he will. Let's pray one more time. Thank you, Lord, for just everything that's been done in here. Lord, this the honor that's been given. Lord, the praise that's been poured out. Lord, I believe, Lord, that everyone who came up for prayer today, Lord, that their body is healed, that their situation is resolved. I believe you've worked already. Lord, and now just for a few minutes today, Lord, help me to preach your word. I pray that the preaching would be anointed, the hearing would be anointed, that we would all be made better in your presence today. And everybody said, in Jesus' name, amen. Clap your hands to the Lord as you're seated. Now listen to me. Just because I say I'm only going to preach for a couple minutes today, I don't literally mean 2 minutes, maybe. That doesn't mean that what we're going to talk about can't change somebody's life today. I know we when we have special things in service, a lot of times the preacher will say, well, I'm going to preach and get out of everybody's way, but I came to have church today, and this is Sunday, and this is what we do on Sundays. We have church, amen? Amen. So I want you to agree with me about this word today. I'm praying that faith would rise as I preach the word today, and that God would do miracles. In fact, I feel in the Holy Ghost right now to just pray that our hearts would be clean. Lord, just lead me in the Holy Ghost right now. I pray that every heart would be clean. I pray that our minds and our attitudes would be right, Lord, so that we can receive miracles in this house today. In the name of Jesus. We as apostolics are extremely confident in and zealous about apostolic doctrine. And we need apostolic doctrine. We need the truth of the Word of God. And we believe that when we shout about things like come out from among them and be ye separate and be ye holy, and we love having the revelation of the oneness of God. Amen. I'm thankful that I know that I serve one God, and His name is Jesus, and His name is above every name, and there's no God that's beside Him. I love, just let me pause right there and tell you, I love, and I was talking to, I think, Dusty and Cade about this the other day, that it can be the shoutiest, churchiest, praise-breakingest song and rhythm, and people can be running the aisles and doing flips and I mean, just bobby pins flying, but if it's talking about the oneness of God, I'm bawling. I can't help it. And it's because I'm so thankful to know the God that I serve. I don't have any confusion about who it is that I pray to. I don't have to go through somebody else to get to Him, but I can boldly approach the throne of the One that sits on the throne. And I get excited about having the revelation of the oneness of God, the mighty God in Christ Jesus. And And we love knowing scriptures about salvation, and we shout about it. We shout when we hear, you know, verily, verily, I say unto you that except a man be born of water and spirit, he shall not enter the kingdom of God. We shout when we talk about Peter preaching on the day of Pentecost, saying, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. I love to shout about those things. That's part of who we are, that we can't go without it. That's the foundation. And we love the deep and revelatory things in the Word of God. We love revelatory preaching. We love things. I was just telling Brother and Sister Shelton today that we at Bot last week, I said some of those messages, my brain was just leaking out of my ears. I love stuff like that. I love things that blow my mind when I hear it and say, wow, I've never seen that in the Word before. I've never thought about that in the Scripture before. And I pray that God continually reveals things to me out of His Word that helps me to be more like Him. And I fear, however, that many times the reason that we eat up the deep revelatory things is because maybe sometimes we don't expect the results from the most simple, straightforward Sunday school promises in the Word of God. And it's easy to get so excited about doctrine, and we need doctrine. We can't just be aimlessly just getting together and, you know, playing patty cake for Jesus, and we don't know what we believe, we don't know what our foundation is. We need doctrine, and that's scriptural, and I believe that deep calls unto deep, that God will show us deep things and reveal things to us in His Word, and we need that. But I don't want to have all of that. And I don't want to be just, I don't want to just have a crazy theological mind, but I cannot grasp the fact that God's Word, God's healing, God's deliverance is not a fairy tale. It's not something that I can't have. It's not just things that we sing about, but we don't believe it. I've said before, you know, it's like the Christmas song that says chestnuts roasting on an open fire. And I love that song, and I sing that song, and it's one of my favorites. But I've never roasted chestnuts on an open fire. Probably never will. I get the container with Mr. Peanut and his monocle on there, and there's my chestnuts, and that's why I don't have to roast anything over an open fire. No, a lot of the Christmas songs, we sing stuff we don't even know what it's talking about. Can anybody tell me they've seen every animal that's in the 12 days of Christmas? Some of those are mythological creatures. But we sing about it, but probably never will experience it. God forbid that happen in the house of God. That we sing about healing, but never experience it. We sing about being delivered and set free, but Sunday after Sunday, here I am wrapped up in chains. I don't want to sing about things and preach about things and talk about things and run the aisles about things that I never experience. It is God's will for us to experience the promises in His Word. Amen. So we've got to get back into the realm of expectation for the supernatural. I'm telling you, before we get all deep on everything, we've got to first and foremost believe that God is who He says He is and will do what He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. We've got to get back into the realm of expectation that when I come into the house of God, I'm going to see miracles, I'm going to see signs, I'm going to see wonders, I'm going to get my healing, I'm going to get deliverance, there's forgiveness for me, there's breakthrough that I need in the house. I've got to come back into the house of God and know that anything can happen today. If I came in sick, I'm going to walk out healed. If I can, come on somebody. Let me tell you, on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost has been poured out. Everybody's seeing it happen. They say, these guys are lit up. And it's early on in the day. What's going on? They're full of new wine. And they're seeing the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. And that piqued their curiosity. There was a demonstration, and it led to them saying, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" And then came the doctrine. Repent, be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ. There was a demonstration before they heard salvation. And I want to tell you that we're not just gonna attract somebody that needs Jesus by things that they can't even begin to comprehend in the Word of God. There's got to be a demonstration of the power of God, the love of God, the delivering power of God. We need a demonstration that's going to lead people to salvation. Are you hearing what I'm saying today? We've got to have a demonstration of the Holy Ghost. We've got to believe that God can and will do these things. Before they heard salvation, they saw the signs. Amen? We've got to get back into a place of expectation that when we come into the presence of Jesus, something's going to change. Something's going to change. Back to our opening text, the leper knew that Jesus could heal him. He said, "Lord, if you can." Or he said, "I know you can, but will," he said, "will you?" He knew that he could. And Jesus said, "I will." He said, if thou wilt, you can cleanse me from this thing that I've been dealing with, this thing that's eaten up my life. If you will, I know you can." And Jesus reached out and touched him and said, "I will. I will." I'm telling you today, stop doubting. Stop doubting. Stop doubting that he will. I don't think you doubt that he can. I think you doubt that he will. And that's where the disconnect comes in a lot of times. I'm telling you today, stop making it so complicated. Stop counting yourself out. Stop thinking about how you'll cope when you don't get the answer you want. Stop thinking that Jesus won't touch your life like he does everybody else's. I'm telling you, we look around too much and say it can happen for them and them and them, but it won't happen for me. I'm here to rebuke that in the name of Jesus and to tell you today that not only can he, but he will. He can heal you, and if you'll ask him, he will heal you. He can deliver you. And if you'll throw them chains on the altar today, he will deliver you. I'm telling you, he can and he will. He can and he will. I serve a God. I don't serve a dead God. What he did then, he'll still do today. And he'll do it tomorrow. I'm telling you, if he did it then, he'll do it today. If he did it for them, he'll do it today. He can and he will. You need to ask the man that was a leper. You need to ask the Roman centurion's servant. You need to ask Peter's mother-in-law. You need to ask them two guys that were possessed with the devil. You need to ask the man that was paralyzed. You need to ask the woman that had the issue of blood. You need to ask the men who were blind screaming out on the side of the road. You need to ask the guy that was dumb and possessed. You need to ask the Canaanite woman's daughter. You need to ask the boy that was tormented by an unclean spirit. You need, oh, come on. You need to ask the guys who had dropsy and they couldn't walk and had a withered hand. And you need to ask the high priest's servant. You need to ask the nobleman's son at Capernaum. You need to ask the guy that laid sick all his life by the pool of Bethesda. Why don't you ask him what Jesus will and won't do? Ask the man that was born blind. Ask Jairus' daughter who was laying on that bed dead as a doornail. Ask the widow's son who was dead as a doornail. Ask Lazarus who was dead as a doornail. But God said, come forth. Ask them what he can do and will do. Why don't you ask the disciples that were in a storm and he said, peace be still. Why don't you ask the 5,000 hungry people that he fed with two fishes and five loaves of bread? Why don't you ask Daniel in the den of lions? Why don't you ask the Israelites that were standing at the edge of the Red Sea what God will and won't do? Ask the woman that was caught in adultery and was about to be stoned to death, but Jesus said, lay down your stone. Where are your accusers? I don't condemn thee. Why don't you ask them what he can and will do? God can and He will. I feel faith rising in this house today. Somebody's getting it. You'll have to excuse me for getting a little excited and a little loud today, but I feel my help coming on right now. I feel the Spirit of the Lord ministering in this house right now. Miracles are being released in this place right now, if you'll believe it. Oh, it's too late in the hour to play patty cake church and to come in here for a show and a presentation. We need a power and demonstration of the Spirit to work in this place. And so I'm telling you, I'm prophesying to you that He can. He can. Can we agree on that? He can. I believe it. But He will heal you. He will deliver you. He will change you. He will forgive you. He will cleanse and wash you. He will set you free from bondage that's had you bound for years and years. He'll set you free from fear, anxiety, intimidation. He'll set you free from addiction. He'll set you free from depression. He'll heal your body. He'll heal your mind. He'll heal your spirit. He'll make a way where there seems to be no way. He'll make a way in your situation, your circumstance. He'll calm your storm. He'll heal your family. He'll heal your marriage. He'll heal your home. He'll heal your finances. He'll take your burdens. He'll give you peace in the midst of the storm. He'll comfort you when you need comforting. He'll take you back, prodigal son and daughter. He'll restore and renew and revive and regenerate you. He'll fix you. He'll mend your broken heart. He'll heal your broken life. He'll fix your messed up mind and emotions. He'll lift you up. He'll raise you from the dead. He'll give you victory. He'll restore your ministry. He'll put a fire and a passion back inside of you. I'm telling you, He can. He can. And He will. Somebody worship the Lord right now. I wish you'd stand to your feet and clap your hands and throw your head back and say, Lord, I believe You will. Oh, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost sweeping through this place. Come on, it's okay. Come on, let somebody talk in tongues right now. Somebody pray in the Spirit right now. Oh, I might look and sound crazy, but that's what all the apostles, the disciple, listen. It might, right now, a lot of people would walk in here and say, that's foolishness. What you're doing is foolishness. It's emotion. It's hype. You ain't got to do all that screaming and yelling. I agree. I don't have to scream and yell for the power of God to move. I'm not trying to burst your eardrums today. I'm just excited. I get fired up. It's like fire shut up in my bones. Listen, though, everywhere that something was happening with the disciples and the apostles and everything they were doing, wherever the church was, they were disrupting stuff. There was always somebody saying, that's not how church should be done. That's not how God's supposed to move. This is not when God's supposed to move. You can't do that. You can't say that. They beat them. They threw them out of the temple. But guess what? People were still getting healed. They was getting delivered. They was getting set free. That wasn't happening nowhere else. It was happening in the apostolic church. And I believe I'm in a place today that I might look and sound foolish, but what I'm telling you is the truth. And I don't care if I've got to look and sound foolish. I don't care if I've got to lift my voice to help you understand that God can work a miracle for you in this house. If somebody walks out of here healed, I don't care how loud I scream. I don't care how much I jump. I don't care how much I sweated or how foolish I looked, because it's not by my might. It's not by my power. It's not by my preaching or my screaming or my dancing, but it's by the Spirit of the Lord that He can heal you and deliver you and set you free today. And you might say, well, it'd be a whole lot easier if Jesus was here to do those things. How many of you, if He said, and He's standing here and you can see Him like you can see me, you'd flock to Him, you'd run to Him, say, Lord, heal me, take care of this, I need this. Can I tell you today that He said, where two or more are gathered together in My name, I am there in the midst of them. Can I tell you today, He said, I've got to go. I've got to ascend so I can send the Comforter. I'm sending My Spirit. I'm pouring out the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you, somebody today, Jesus is here. He's standing right here. He's standing right here. He's walking these aisles. He's standing right here. I'm telling you, he's here. If you'll just reach out and touch him and say, Lord, I need you today. Heal my body. Heal my family. Work in my life. God can and he will. How many of you is filled with the Holy Ghost? Let me tell you, ye shall receive power. Pastor preached this morning, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. The power of God's here. Jesus said, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do, that's us, and greater works than these shall they do. I'm looking for greater works today. You think you're too messed up for Jesus to touch your life? No. Listen, this is very important in these two scriptures I read. He said, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. Jesus reached out and touched him. He had not healed him yet. You couldn't touch a leper in those days. You couldn't. They cover their face and run from him, and they had to cry unclean when they came around. What didn't want to breathe the same air as him. But Jesus reached out and touched him while he was full of leprosy and said, you're not too unclean for me to touch. You're not too messed up for me to touch. Everybody else can't do anything for you, won't do anything for you, but you're not too unclean for me to touch. And touched him before he healed him. It said he reached out and touched the leper and said, I will. I will. This is all he said. Be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. I want to tell you today that God wants to do such a work in your life that you don't just lay down that thing on the altar and then pick it back up and drag it out when you leave. He wants that thing to depart from you today. I'm telling you, God will separate you from the situation that you're in. God will separate you from the sickness that's been in your body. He will separate you from the chains that have been around. I'm telling you, God will do it, and your situation is not too bad for him to do it. Does anybody need a touch from the Lord in here today? Why would you leave sick in this house today? I wish somebody that needs a healing in your body would. You might not have leprosy. At least I don't see nobody falling apart in here today, but you need a touch in your body. I wish you'd lift your hands right now in faith and just wave your hand in faith. How many of you need God to work in your life today? You need God to work in your finances today. You need God to take care of a situation that's been going on. How many of you struggled with addiction for years that nobody knows about and you're ready to be free from it today? God can and he will. Musicians, come. I'm fixing to wrap up. I'm going to wrap up here. You're not too messed up for Jesus to get a hold of today. I'm telling you, allow Jesus to touch your situation. Allow him to grab hold of you in your unclean state, in your messed up state, in your incurable state, in your hopeless situation or circumstance. But I've got to not just know that he can. I've got to expect that he will. I've got to expect that he will. And so I ask us today, where is our expectation? Scripture said, and I've prayed it today, my expectation is in him. My expectation is in him. Where's our expectation today? You ask the man with the palsy that his friends, they couldn't get in any other way, but they tore the roof off the house just so they could get him close enough for Jesus to touch him. Because they expected, if we can just get him to Jesus, he's going to be healed. You ask that woman that had the issue of blood for 12 years, that said, I expect that if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I'm going to be made whole. She expected, and she pressed through. I preached it before. The Bible says a certain woman with an issue of blood. Well, I say it like this. She was a certain woman she was certain that if she could touch the hem of his garment, she'd be made clean. You asked the blind man on the side of the road, and everybody told him, hush, be quiet, don't trouble the master. But he said, you're not blind. I'm blind. And he said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Because he expected that if Jesus could hear him and get to him, he'd be healed. And all three of those, in those instances, they were healed. I'm telling you today, I think that sometimes we've gotten maybe so far removed that we read this book like a book of fairy tales. But I'm going to tell you, I have seen God heal. I've seen him. I've seen him heal in the moment. I've seen him touch somebody and they go to the doctor and the doctor says, I can't find what's wrong with you anymore. I have seen God break years of addiction in a moment. I have seen people lay things down on the altar and never, I've seen people's sins washed away and they never turn back again. I've seen God deliver and heal people's lives when it seemed they were so broken and so beyond repair and so hopeless. I have seen God do it. I'm testifying to you today. He's done it for me. He's done it for me. God has healed my body before. I've laid my hands on my own head before and prayed, and God healed my body immediately. I've seen God do it. I've cried out to God. I cried out to God out of the depths of depression when I didn't even know what I was going through. And he raised me up out of it and delivered me from it. And I've got joy unspeakable. I've seen God do it. I've experienced him do it. But it takes an expectation that, Lord, I know you can. But today, I believe you will. I'm not going to do some crazy televangelist, throw something at you. I'm not going to throw oil on your head today. I'm not going to throw my jacket at you. I ain't got to do all that for God to move in this place. And I don't have to yell at you for God to move in this place. But I'm asking right now, and we begin to lift our hands and lift our voice. And if you would you find a place in this altar today? Or would you just find a place to make an altar? And all over this house today, could we just have a miracle service right now all over this house? A lot of times we think altar call is the lunch bell, but that's not what it is. Can we just have a miracle service for the next few moments? And watch God move in some impossible situations. Does anybody believe that disease can be healed in this place today? Does anybody believe that you can be set free from addiction today? Does anybody believe that God can change your life? I'm telling you, God can pick you up and turn you around. The Lord loves you today. The Lord sees you today. Come on, somebody, let's lift our voice right now. Let's cry out to the Lord right now.
Thank you for listening to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We pray that you have been encouraged and changed by what you heard today. To keep up with RAC, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You can also visit our website at restorationapostolic.org. Be blessed in Jesus' name.